Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Imagine this. It's late at night in the heart of Los Angeles. The hustle of the city has died down, and you find yourself standing outside a grand historic theater, its neon lights barely visible against the city's dark sky. This is the Palace Theater, built in 1911, and while it has long been a staple of LA's cultural landscape, it's also earned a reputation for something much more unsettling. Over the years, reports have trickled in. Stories of a woman in a white dress, unexplained footsteps echoing through the empty halls, and strange noises that seem to come from nowhere during the late hours when no one is supposed to be around. As you walk closer to the entrance, you can't help but feel a sense of something strange. The theater's old bones seem to creak with age, but some say it's more than just the building settling. Something else lingers inside, perhaps caught in the folds of time, repeating its tragic past. What exactly happened here, and what is still happening now? I'm Tony Bruschi. And on this episode, we're diving deep into the eerie history and ongoing mysteries of the Palace Theater. Buckle up, folks. Let's dig in. The Palace Theater in Los Angeles, an iconic landmark, was designed by the architectural firm of Meyer and Holler and opened its doors in 1911. At the time, the theater was a beacon of entertainment, boasting the finest in vaudeville and live performances. It wasn't just any theater. It was a showcase of opulence and craftsmanship, with its stunning Spanish Baroque design and capacity to seat nearly 2,000 people. The Palace Theater stood as a symbol of the glitz and glamour that would come to define Los Angeles's entertainment industry. Over the decades, the theater played host to a who's who of early Hollywood stars and performance legends, from the famous vaudeville acts to the transition into film screenings. The Palace was a pillar of cultural life in the city. But beneath its grandeur, there was an undercurrent of tragedy that would later surface in the form of eerie happenings. Some say these tragic elements linger, fueling the strange events that would follow. The first whispers of something not quite right began to emerge in the mid-20th century. Staff members reported odd noises, footsteps echoing through the empty hallways when no one was there. And then came the sighting of a woman in a white dress, standing in the shadows or drifting through the aisles, as if she were watching a performance from a time long past. Witnesses would describe her as ethereal, almost ghost-like, and always accompanied by a sense of cold, a stark contrast to the warmth of the theater's atmosphere. Initially, many chalked it up to the quirks of an old building, or perhaps the imaginations of people working long shifts in a theater with a history of countless performances. The echoing footsteps could be dismissed as creaks of the aging structure, and the fleeting glimpses of a woman could be attributed to overworked staff members suffering from fatigue. But as more and more reports came in, a pattern began to form. Something was not adding up. One theory that quickly gained traction was the idea of residual hauntings. According to paranormal investigators, a residual haunting occurs when energy from a traumatic or significant event is imprinted onto the environment. The energy replays like a recording, causing apparitions and other disturbances. Could the Palace Theater be haunted by echoes of its own history? After all, it wasn't just a place of glamour. It had seen its share of drama and loss, especially during its early years when the theater was a vital part of a growing city. Some speculate that the woman in the white dress could be tied to one of the tragic events in the theater's long history. Could she be an actress who never made it big, a lover of a performer whose life ended too soon? Her presence, repeated in this space, seemed almost like a ritual. Was it the energy of an old love story, or perhaps something darker? In the quiet hours of the night when the theater was empty, staff reported feeling an unsettling presence, unseen but unmistakable. The atmosphere in the theater at night was unlike any other. The old building seemed to breathe, its aged walls carrying whispers of the past. Could the combination of its history, its architecture, and the psychological effects of being alone in a place with such an atmosphere be contributing to the feelings of unease? Or was there something more at work here, something that could not be so easily explained? It wasn't long before paranormal investigators began to take notice. As the stories continued to circulate, some saw an opportunity to document what they believed were signs of paranormal activity. The Palace Theater was added to the list of sites to investigate, and more detailed reports began to surface. Equipment was brought in, infrared cameras, EMF meters, EVP recorders, all tools designed to capture what the human eye and ear could not. But the more the investigations continued, the more questions arose. Could these disturbances be simply the product of a building's age and decay? Were there natural causes at play? Or was the theater truly home to something otherworldly? The investigation was far from over. And as the whispers grew louder, so too did the tension around the building's haunted legacy. As the years went on, the reports of strange happenings at the Palace Theater only grew more frequent and more intense. What began as subtle, easily dismissible phenomena, footsteps, a fleeting glimpse of a woman in white, evolved into something much more unsettling. The question was no longer whether the theater was haunted, but how deep the mystery went and what it meant for those who entered its doors. The theater's rich history and its place in Los Angeles' cultural fabric seemed to be intertwined with something otherworldly, leaving behind an imprint of unsettling energy. Investigations into the building's paranormal activity became more organized. Teams of paranormal researchers descended on the theater, eager to capture evidence of the strange occurrences. In one notable investigation, a group of experienced ghost hunters set up infrared cameras throughout the theater, focusing on the areas where activity had been reported the most: the grand staircase, the upper balcony, and the backstage area. These areas were often said to be where the most intense energy could be felt, where the air seemed to grow thick, and where the footsteps would sometimes echo in the stillness of the night. It didn't take long before investigators began capturing unusual readings on their equipment. Electromagnetic field EMF meters, which are often used to detect the presence of paranormal activity, began spiking in areas where there was no apparent source of electrical interference. EVP, electronic voice phenomena, recordings also revealed faint, disembodied voices during moments of complete silence. Some of these recordings captured sounds that could not be explained by natural causes, whispers that seemed to come from the walls themselves, as if the building were speaking in hushed tones from beyond the grave. Perhaps the most eerie piece of evidence, however, came when one of the investigators standing in the grand lobby caught sight of something moving across the floor. The figure appeared as a dark shadow, too fleeting to capture clearly on camera, but undeniable to the naked eye. Staff who had been working late that night reported similar experiences, feeling watched, hearing soft murmurs, or seeing shadows darting out of the corner of their eyes. It was as if the theater itself were alive, reacting to the presence of those who dared to linger too long. But it wasn't just the investigators and staff who were experiencing strange occurrences. Over the years, countless theatergoers and patrons had also reported inexplicable events while attending shows. Some claimed to have seen the apparition of a woman in a white dress sitting in one of the upper balcony seats watching the stage as if she were a part of the audience. Others reported hearing soft, clicking footsteps behind them as they walked through the aisles, only to turn and find the seats empty. There were even accounts of objects mysteriously moving on their own, programs and personal items shifting from one place to another when no one was near them. One of the most intriguing aspects of the Palace Theater's haunting is the consistency of the experiences. The woman in the white dress, once thought to be just a ghostly apparition, was now being seen regularly by visitors and staff. Her presence was felt most strongly in the areas where tragedy had occurred, such as the backstage area where performers had once suffered accidents or even died. Could this be the restless spirit of someone who had been tied to the theater's tragic history, unable to find peace? At the same time, there were reports of violent, disruptive energy, poltergeist activity. Objects were thrown, doors slammed shut with no one in sight, and lights flickered on and off at will. One particularly unsettling incident occurred when a cast member was preparing for a show late one evening. As they made their way down the backstage corridor, they felt an unseen force push against them, as if something were trying to shove them out of the way. The temperature dropped dramatically in the hallway, and the sound of footsteps followed them, steps that were clearly not their own. The cast member, terrified, fled the theater, but the activity didn't stop there. Investigators also took a keen interest in the backstage area, a place where numerous accidents and even deaths had occurred over the years. Could the hauntings be linked to the theater's history of accidents during shows, particularly from the vaudeville era, when stage effects and props sometimes malfunctioned in dangerous ways? In some cases, performers had died in freak accidents during live performances. Could the spirits of these individuals be lingering in the theater, their presence feeding into the paranormal activity? While some dismiss the stories as nothing more than overactive imaginations or the results of environmental factors like drafty hallways or creaky floors, others began to believe that there was something more to the story. The physical evidence collected during investigations, the unexplained EMF spikes, the recordings of strange voices, was enough to convince many that the Palace Theater was indeed home to something inexplicable. But what could it be? Was it merely residual energy from tragic events, or was there something more intentional at play? An active haunting by restless spirits? As the mystery deepened, the Palace Theater became a place of fascination and fear. The ongoing reports of strange phenomena kept coming in, each one more bizarre than the last. With every new encounter, the theater's reputation as one of the most haunted locations in Los Angeles solidified. The more that people investigated, the more questions they had, and the less certain they were of any answers. As we've delved into the strange and unsettling events surrounding the Palace Theater, it's clear that something extraordinary has been happening behind its historic walls. From the early whispers of a woman in a white dress to the more intense poltergeist activity and EVP recordings, this theater is not just a relic of Los Angeles' past, it's a place where the past seems to be reaching out, pulling the present into its web of mystery. Whether it's the residual energy of tragedies long ago or a more active force at work, the Palace Theater has earned its place among the city's most haunted landmarks. Now, while there are those who might dismiss the reports as nothing more than overactive imaginations or the quirks of an old building, we have to remember that sometimes the human mind does more than just interpret. It creates. Environmental factors, old architecture, fluctuating temperatures, and acoustics can indeed play a role in how we perceive the unexplainable. But even the most skeptical minds have a hard time dismissing the consistent evidence gathered by investigators. What about those EVPs, the cold spots, the objects that move without explanation? These experiences are too widespread, too consistent to simply be ignored. And then there's the theory that it's all connected to the theater's tragic history. Accidents, untold stories, and lives lost in the pursuit of entertainment. Could these energies still be trapped in the walls, repeating over and over again? Like a broken record, unable to escape the theater's shadow? Or, perhaps more disturbingly, are these spirits still watching, waiting for the next performance? Whatever the case may be, one thing is clear. The Palace Theater remains a haunting enigma. Is it truly haunted? Or is there something else at play here? Something we might never fully understand. Whether you believe in the paranormal or not, the mystery persists. And in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, the ghosts of the past seem to be watching, waiting, perhaps even wishing for a return to the stage. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.